Central banks in the Czech Republic and around the world will soon have more money to play around with. That was one of the big decisions at this week's summit of the G20 nations. But we're not talking dollars or euros. These banks will get a type of currency that may have the worst name ever. Special drawing rights, or SDRs.
I would say the IMF has a particular fondness for complicated nondescriptive names with three-letter acronyms.
Simon Johnson used to be the chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. The IMF created SDRs back in 1969. And here's the thing. There are no coins, no bills. Think of it as a virtual currency.
On the one hand, it's sort of funny money because you can't get your hands on it. We can't use it to buy things in stores. On the other hand, it's the best possible money there is because it's money between central banks. So if a country needs to buy things from another country, ultimately it can settle up its accounts using this SDRs through a transfer that's done at the IMF.
Now, there are about $32 billion worth of SDRs passing back and forth between the central banks. But that's about to change big time. This week, the G20 decided to create an additional $250 billion worth of SDRs, created them out of thin air. And the hope is that this will help countries short on reserves. Instead of cutting back, maybe countries like India or Brazil can spend a little, you know, maybe on their own stimulus plans. But not everyone will get the same amount of SDRs.
You don't give a country that has bad economic policies and crazy, you know, irresponsible ideas necessarily the same level of access as you give to a very sensible, responsible country.
Simon Johnson says this SDR surge is a sort of pilot program. Some economists fear it will lead to hyperinflation, but not Johnson. In fact, he says, if it works...
It would not surprise me, and I hope you're sitting down for this one.
I'm sitting.
If by the time we come to the fall, we're discussing a $2 or $3 trillion issue of SDRs as a way to deal with some of the really serious problems that are very tough to deal with otherwise around the world.
And with so many more special drawing rights out there, maybe a name change is in order.
We could rename it tulips, for example. Tulips used to be very valuable. People used to trade tulips. But I think that seems too ordinary. The fact that it sounds a little technocratic and a little obscure is actually to its advantage, in my opinion, because that's what it is. It's a central bank accounting device.